You're tuned into CFRC 101.9 FM broadcasting from Kingston, Ontario. This is Chris, aka DJ Crusher, and this is The Witching Hour. It's 11 p.m. on Tuesday. I think I got all the basics in there. And yeah, today's kind of an all over the place episode. Not the most all over the place we've ever been on this show, but getting right into it. We're starting off with kind of a shoegazy vibe. I know the word vibe is banned, but I feel like I described it. I used an adjective before, so I feel like it's okay. But yeah, these three new releases kind of just had me in a chokehold this week, and they all just happened to be very shoegazy. I guess that's what I'm feeling these days. So starting off, Glare released a new single called Guts. They released it on January 28th. Okay, no, that hasn't been that long. We're not that deep into February yet. No panicking yet. But yeah, it's just a really good one. And I find their lyrics so romantic all the time. I feel like it's perfect for Valentine's Day. I mean, maybe for me. I don't know if everyone feels that way. But their other song, Bloom, is where I found them. And that song's also very romantic. And I really enjoy that one. So yeah, we're going to start off with Guts by Glare. Then after that, we're going to get into Split Chain, I'm Not Dying to Be Here. I found Split Chain because they did a collab with Canadian band Soft Cult, Re-Extract, which is a banger. I still listen to that one all the time, but I've been really enjoying this new release. So those are going to be our first few tracks. And I'll come back to chat some more about our songs after, which got me through some hard times today, so we'll have lots to talk about there. So yeah, enjoy Guts by Glare here on CFRC, kicking off The Witching Hour on February 4th. Okay, so that last one you heard was Silver Swarm by Thornhill. Again, another new release. And if you listen to The Witching Hour a lot, I do play Thornhill pretty often, but they've had a lot of new releases in the last like year, so I feel like it's justified. Then before that, we had I'm Not Dying to Be Here by Split Chain and Guts by Glare. Again, all new releases and all kind of more laid back, I'd say, for The Witching Hour. Next up, these songs got me through stuff today because I was at the gym and I wasn't in the women's room today. I had to go into Gen Pop, which meant my day was about to be ruined already. It was fighting a losing battle. But of course, some man was like dry heaving in a button-down shirt and that hard to be dry heaving. I mean, I think I have mixed feelings because I think you should push yourself to your limits if that's what you want to do, and that's awesome. But also don't dry heave and scream, maybe. I feel like we can do both. Maybe. I don't know, maybe I'm just not pushing myself hard enough. Maybe I should be puking, screaming, throwing up. Puking and throwing up, two different things. Maybe I should be doing all of that at the gym. Maybe I'm not working hard enough, but I've just never felt the need to do that. I've never had the desire. And I feel like I work pretty hard, but yeah, or at least don't do it like a foot away from me. That would be really cool. Shout out to that guy at the gym who made me so angry. And these next few songs are the only thing that got me through it because I could just get in the zone and crank my earbuds. I could still hear him because he was so loud, but also don't wear a button up to the gym. I'm judging a little bit for that as well. But the first song I have is Secret Garden by Spirit Box. Or these next three are all very high drama, which I enjoy. I like my life to be high drama, low stakes, and I feel like listening to very dramatic music while just being like kind of mad at some guy at the gym really fits that energy. So we're starting off with Secret Garden by Spirit Box, and I was just thinking, what Spirit Box song have I not played on the show? And this is one of them, and I think I glossed over it because every other song on Eternal Blue is also really good. But I did not give this one its flowers because it's a really good song. Flowers, Secret Garden. It's a banger. It's really good. And I like really feel the lyrics dramatic. But yeah, I really overlooked this one. But right now I've been really enjoying it. So I'm glad I came back and gave it another chance. Then after that, we have Remember Me by Currents. It's from their album, The Death We Seek, which is a fantastic album. I've been listening to it so much. I think they're an Australian band, I believe. And yeah, really good album. We've played Unfamiliar and The Death We Seek before on this show, I checked. But this one is Remember Me. So that's 3 out of 10 tracks that we've played on this show. Then after that, we have a song from Imminence's new album, which I'm shocked I haven't played yet because that came out right before the new year. We love some Imminence. They tend to incorporate a lot of orchestra into their songs, which, you know, again, gives it that extra dramatic feel. So yeah, this is the first song they released off that album right before it came out. It's called 86, and I haven't listened to the full album yet, but the songs I have heard, I really, really liked. I think the other one I listened to was Last Legs, and I really as well, and the ones I've kind of scrolled through. I don't know if other people do that. I like to kind of click through the album and really manically scroll through the songs really fast, and then I'll give it a full listen. I still do that. Don't come for me, but first I like to, you know, give myself some spoilers, get excited about it, maybe. I don't know. But yeah, those are our next three tracks. I think I'm gonna add a fourth one, actually. I think I'm gonna add Omni by Reflections, which is another song I've been listening to a lot lately, and again, another high drama kind of song. I really like the first few seconds of it. It just gets me going. And yeah, those are gonna be our next four songs. High drama, low stakes. Crank this when a man is being too loud at the gym, and I promise that you'll get through it like I did today. So yeah, enjoy Secret Garden by Spirit Box up next right here on CFRC.
Thank you. thing, then I would never stand here able to say these words from a broken song. It hurts enough for far too long. If believing would be a simple thing, then I would never stand here able to say these words from a broken song.
Okay, so those last few tracks were Reflections by Omni, 86 by Eminence, Remember Me by Currents, and we started that set off with Secret Garden by Spirit Box. And I forgot when I was yapping about how mad I was about that man being loud at the gym. I forgot to mention that Spirit Box had their Grammy nomination on Sunday, and that's mostly why I was thinking about them. Both Spearbox and Poppy were nominated for Grammys, so that was awesome. I get why Gojira won, because, you know, they had that amazing performance at the Olympics, and they're very talented. I'm happy that they won, but I do see in my heart wish it was Spearbox or Poppy. But Spearbox did win last year, so, you know, gotta give everyone their moment to shine. But I was kind of hoping for Poppy or Spearbox. Next up, while Spearbox is Canadian, I think I have kind of crammed all of our CanCon here at the end. That was not on purpose. I tried to sort it by vibe, and this is just kind of how it ended up. Sorry, folks. But next up, we have Deja Vu by Oni. We've played Oni on the show before, but this is from their new EP. And I think this is my favorite track by far on it. Again, the other ones are good, but I think this was my favorite. The EP is called Genesis. There's 5 songs. So I liked Deja Vu. I liked Realign. I think Erase and Walk Away both had some rapping situations that I don't totally support. I'm going to be honest. I think if you're going to rap on a metalcore track, it's got to be... We've talked about this before. Spearbox did that collab with Megan Thee Stallion, and it was amazing. So you just... Maybe just get someone who's already a really good rapper on the track. That's my suggestion. Or, you know, it's possible. It can work, and it has worked, and I've enjoyed it before. But for me, this one did not. It did not hit. But I like other parts of those songs, and I do really like Deja Vu, which is the track that we've picked off of Genesis by Oni that we're going to play. After that, we have Vic Park by Earthshatter. And that name is really... I'm being a bit of a hater here, but I promise I really like all of these bands, and I wish the best for them. But we are playing Vic Park by Earthshatter, and every time I hear the name, I think, like, Earthshatter, like, shatting out the earth. But I think they mean Earthshatter, like, shatter a mirror. But that's just how my brain processes it. So we're gonna play Vic Park, and this is actually, like, kind of a supergroup band. It has members from Brand of Sacrifice and The Parallel, other really good Canadian bands. I think I'm going to add them to the playlist next week, actually, because reading this made me be like, oh, I haven't played them enough recently. Because we have played both of those bands on The Witching Hour, just not super recently, and I think they deserve their moment again. So we're going to go with that. And then after Earthshatter, we have 100 Suns, which is a song I just found today. This is from their 2017 album. The song is called... I clicked too many times. Fractional. And I was just looking at where this band was from. So listen to me as I find it again. Oh, yeah, okay. So they are Canadian. And I was thinking about why I was so into this song, and... The top thing in their description says that their influences are Deftones and Chevelle, and all I've been listening to is Deftones and A Perfect Circle recently, so that made sense. And this is also another kind of supergroup situation, because they have members from Every Time I Die, from Dead and Divine, who we've also played on the show, another Canadian band. They're in the studio with producer/engineer. Sorry, I can't read. They're in the studio with people from Silverstein, like Pacific, Under Oath. Again, all bands that I really like already, so it makes sense. That really spoke to me. So that is Fractional by 100 Suns. Then we're going to play Siren's Lullaby by Exogen. Exogen is a Kingston band. They had their EP release, I believe, right after the new year with friends Ascension Blacklist and... some other awesome Kingston bands. I think, who else was there? I'm not sure, but so we're gonna finish off with a track by Exogen, and maybe I'll pop back in, maybe we'll play one more song before we finish off tonight. Alright, so next up is Deja Vu by Oni here on CFRC. Okay, so that last track was Deja... Oh, nope. That last track was Siren's Lullaby by Exogen. Again, Kingston Band, from their EP that came out last month, Game of Puppets. Then we had Fractional by 100 Suns, Vic Park by Earthshatter, and before that, Deja Vu by Oni. All Canadian bands. So we finished off with an all-Canadian set there. Yeah. Apologies if I've been all over the place in this episode. I'm just all over the place. Actually, I don't apologize. I'm just all over the place, and you got to take it or leave it. And I have time for one more track tonight, so I think I'm going to throw in another new release that I've been listening to a lot lately. I feel like we've been kind of all over the place tonight. We went shoegazy, then some classic Witching Hour vibes, then a little heavier, and then now I think we're going to do... This one's kind of industrial, I guess. I suppose. Fits into my recent kind of EDM bender that I've been on. But I've been really into Processor, and I feel like it's that perfect crossover of like the more techie elements and then the metal heaviness. So they just released Fingerprints on January 31st, and yeah, it's just a really good track. I've been really into it, and this one also helped me get through that guy dry heaving at the gym, this one especially, actually. So yeah, that wraps up the show tonight. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back next week with more cool stuff. But for now, I'm leaving you with Fingerprints by Processor here on CFRC, wrapping up the Witching Hour on February 4th. So, good night.